I just wanna I just wanna send me automatic with the thr-.
Hey guys. Hey people. Would you believe that after a, we're not gonna talk about how long, hiatus, I have the audacity to return. Would you believe it? I don't know if you would. While you think about it, play the song.
Is it weird if I text and check in? I just want to make sure they're doing okay.
Hey, it's Maya Adele with Hope You're Okay. Well, no turning back now.
Toilet Nation!
If you don't understand that, that means you don't follow me on Snapchat, and that is embarrassing for you. You should. My Snapchat is Maya Adele. It's very simple, very easy. M-Y-A-H-A-D-E-L-E. Anyways, welcome to the podcast, Skiddly Boop Bops. Hello and welcome. My name is Adele and I am your host. Welcome to the Hope You're Okay podcast. We're really glad you're here. Ignore that. That was me hitting my knuckle on my desk. It's been a while. It's been a hootin' tootin' rootin' minute. It has been. But here I am with my new, I mean new to you guys, but not to me, Stanley Cup. Filled with ice water because I'm a water drinking queen now. And of course, my Starbucks. It's 6 p.m. and I am sipping happy. Anyways, hello everyone. So we were going strong. We were. I think our last episode was the week before Valentine's Day. So it's been not quite a month yet. I think we've only missed two uploads. That is a month because we posted every other week. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Life just gets so busy these days, and I still have five jobs, counting you guys, of course, and it's becoming a lot. I don't want to give up the podcast. I don't. I see you guys' comments on, like, live streams and on videos and stuff asking, like, when the next episode's gonna be posted, and I want you to keep doing that because it holds me accountable and reminds me that people are actually listening to the things that I'm saying, and the times that I say I'm gonna be posting, and I feel bad every time I miss a Friday. Like, it stresses me out. I just don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm like, should I bring it down to one podcast episode a month? It's like ridiculous. But I'm only doing two a month. Like, this should be, I should be able to keep up with it. So I don't know, but here I am and here we are. And yeah. So today we're going to be talking about church hurt. I've been getting a lot of requests about you guys wanting to hear about church hurt and, like, just Christianity in general and my faith personally and things like that. And I've been putting it off for a long time. Not putting it off, but I haven't done it and you guys have been asking for a long time. So I figured today would be as good a day as any. So if you're interested in that, keep listening. If you're not interested in that, don't worry. We're also going to be talking about how to stand up for yourself. So if you want to skip to that timestamp, totally okay. You can go ahead and do that. And yeah, we'll do our other little tidbits. No question of the week this week because I didn't feel like finding one. I need to restock my questions of the week. Normally I have them all, like, in a list. And I've been, you know, so I'm going to restock them tonight on live. I'll ask you guys for some more questions of the week, inspirations, but, or maybe on Instagram. My Instagram is Maya Adele, by the way, M-Y-A-H-A-D-E-L-E. But anyways, without further ado, we're just going to go ahead and hop right in to this week's episode as you have waited long enough, I think. So housekeeping this week, we've got a lot of it since I've been gone for so long. So Valentine's Day came and went. So my health update. This is actually a great place for me to talk to you guys about my health update because every other place has kind of been too, like, short, like, every other platform. Obviously, I can just, like, talk for hours to you guys on here. So we'll talk the inside scoop over here. So basically, on Valentine's Day, I went to, or maybe I should do a whole episode on this. I think I should do a whole episode. Maybe I'll do a mini episode. Maybe I'll record it after this. I don't know. But basically, there's a lot going on with my health. I went to the doctor on Valentine's Day and got really, not bad news, just disappointing news health-wise. I'm not dying or anything. Everything's fine, perfectly fine. Please don't call Paw Patrol. But I've been dealing with that, and that's been hard. So I haven't been posting that much. Yeah. That I forgot that happened. That is a big reason as to why there haven't been that many episodes. I've been dealing with a lot of stuff. But I think I'm going to do an episode on that. I don't know if I'll put it in next week's episode or if I'll just do a whole snack episode on my health. If you guys are interested in that, I don't know. But not this episode because it's a longer story than I would want to give in a housekeeping segment. But yeah, so that happened. What else has been going on? Nothing really. Honestly, I finished two of my online classes. So that's been great. I finished finals week. I think I'm going to get an A in both of them. And they were 8-week accelerated courses. So I'm very proud of myself. Now, of course, I'm starting my second 8-week accelerated courses. And those are going to be ending during the week that I am in Los Angeles. Yes, I'm going to LA, by the way, for a missions trip. If you didn't hear me posting about that, I've been posting about it pretty much everywhere. But if you have by any chance gotten to miss it, I am still taking donations for that. The link is in my Instagram bio. And I appreciate anything that I can get from that. But yeah, I'm going on a missions trip to LA to work with an organization called, and there goes a brain fart. Hold on. The Dream Center. I'm so sorry. Oh, wow. My brain is just... Anyways, going to LA to work alongside the Dream Center with a group from my school. Really excited about that. We're going to love on some people from Skid Row, which is very high in like homeless population. So I'm really excited to go and show love to some people in LA for, I think, like a week and a half. 10 days, I believe it is. 2 weeks around there. But yeah, so my classes will be ending literally like day 3 of me being there. So that'll be really not stressful for me at all. But, you know, when the Lord says go, you simply go and you don't ask any questions. So, yeah, that's been happening. My best friend from home came to visit me for like 5 days. But it was the funnest 5 days of my life. It was so nice. Like, my home best friend and then my campus best friends getting to meet each other was just so heartwarming and I loved it. Yeah, and then sometime over that period of time, I lost my voice. I don't even know how that happened, but it did. So, yeah, but I think that's pretty much all of the updates. Yeah, that's it. Let's oh, I lied. Let's talk about the epidemic of this here crack pipe. So Joshua Bassett. So he's a Christian now. Thoughts? Okay, stop your booing. No, I'm kidding. Yes, Joshua Bassett did open up about his recent convert. That sounds creepy. His recent decision to follow Christ. And the people are pissed. Oh, they hate it. Oh, they hate it. No, not everyone hates it, but a good amount of, I've seen a lot of slander, like more than I feel like I normally see. But I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm paying more attention. My best friend is like obsessed with Joshua Bassett. So that might be why I feel like I'm seeing it. But I was just like, oh, wow. Oh my goodness gracious. But yeah, a lot of people are confused. A lot of people feel like really betrayed, which is so sad all around. Like sad for him, sad for them, sad. Like it's just, yeah, church hurt and what's the other term for it? Like church trauma. And just faith-based trauma is just so prominent, especially in our generation. And it really showed a lot of its booty cheeks when Josh came out with the statement that he was Christian. I think tears were probably shed. Honestly, understandably. That actually ties in perfectly with what we're talking about today. My main topic today is going to be on church hurt. Today's episode is titled Kingdom Ambassador. I'm going to talk about what it means to me to be a Kingdom Ambassador. I'm going to talk about how I am still a Christian on the opposite side of my church hurt. And hopefully this clears up some things that you guys have been asking me. Yeah. I don't know. We're just going to chat about it. I'm not really going to preach at you. I don't know how to do that. This episode, I was conflicted on how to go about it because I feel like I just felt like it wasn't going to help anybody, but I'm going to do it anyways, and you can let me know how you feel. But yeah, so let's just go ahead and get right into that. We'll talk about church hurt. So when it comes to my like church hurt story time, I've kind of already been over this. I don't remember how in detail I was about it being a member of the church, but I did an episode on grooming a long time ago. You can look for it. I don't remember which episode it is. I'm sorry. But if you search it, like grooming Maya Adele in the it should come up, I feel like. The title is literally just grooming. But in that episode, I talk about how I was sexually scarred. I feel like I should put a trigger warning, kind of, by a leader in the church. I've talked about this a lot, openly. Basically, what happened is that I was very close with a leader of my church at the time. This is when I was young. I was like 13 to 16 when all of this took place. Maybe younger than 13. I don't really remember. Possibly 12. But anyways, I became really close with this member of my church. He was in leadership. Our families were kind of really close. I kind of saw him as like a second dad. And then basically, a while after my mom passed away, he made some sexually insinuating comments. He like asked me basically if I was sexually active, and I was so confused as to why he was asking me that. 'Cause I was literally 16 and he was literally like 50. When I was kind of weirded out by it, he was also like, he had just hugged me at the time, and it just felt weird. And then I went home and told my family, and it ended up being this whole thing. He texted me afterwards because we would text. Now that I'm older and I'm going back into like, I went into like our text messages and things like that. They were never, of a sexual nature, but looking over the definition of grooming, which if you don't know what grooming is when somebody who's older basically makes a child or someone who's underage feel comfortable with them, like overly comfortable, so that they can eventually SA them, all of my words are leaving me. Basically, when an older person makes a younger person, and oftentimes the younger person's family, feel comfortable enough for the older person to get close to the person that they're trying to cohort, and be icky. But they're sneaky about it. And that's definitely what was happening. I and my family were like in the dark, obviously, because that's kind of the whole thing with grooming. It's a lot of manipulation. I would hang out with his family all the time. He had kids. And so it wasn't weird, or it wasn't seen as weird for us to like text, because he would like invite me to Six Flags with him and his family. And I would go because they had kids that were my age. Looking back, should it have been the kids who invited me? Probably. Yeah, it's a little strange that happened. But if that was just how it was. And so, anyways, it just felt really weird and wrong for him to comment. Oh, I didn't even tell you guys what he said. I said it in the grooming episode. But basically, he was like, your hips have spread. And I was like, that's a really weird thing for you to say, dude. Like that's just a weird thing for anybody to say. Like, what do you mean by that? And he was like, oh, like, are you, you know, and he like made a face and like did his eyebrows weird. And I was like, what the hell are you asking me right now? And I was like, am I what? Like, am I having sex? No. One, why are you asking me that? I literally have parents. Two, why are you asking me that? I literally have parents who are not you. It's just, it was weird. And it was like nobody was around when he asked. And I like immediately felt like there should be somebody around. And it was frustrating because describing it, like nobody took it seriously except for my family. Like my friends at the time were like, oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's absolutely hilarious. And I was like, yeah, like it's funny, I guess. But really I wasn't laughing because I felt really violated. And just the way that he had hugged me before asking that question, the way he was looking at me while asking the question, just all of it just did it. I felt really grossed out. And so, yeah. So anyways, I went home, told my family, and they got it handled. He ended up getting fired from my church, and it was like a whole thing. And I got really lucky because a lot of people, they go home and tell their parents, or their family doesn't believe them, or they don't tell anyone because they're scared to, or they do tell people and nobody believes them, and they're forced to have to spend time with that person in their church and, or even outside of their church. But because I'm talking about church hurt today, I'm talking about specifically in the church. And that sucks. And that's really unfair. And honestly, if my parents hadn't made, or my dad hadn't made such a effort and such a fuss about it, there's a big chance he probably could have stayed in the church because I don't know if everybody believed me, especially since he obviously denied it and was like, that's not what I meant. Like, I didn't mean it that way, which I didn't believe him. When I got home, he texted me and was like, hey, I hope you don't think I meant that you were gaining weight. That's not what I meant at all. And it was just like that made it worse because it's like, okay, so then what were you saying? Like, if you weren't saying that I was gaining weight, then what were you saying? Like, I'm 16, bro. I'm just 16. Wait, what? I'm just 16. And if you try anything funny, you're gonna go to jail. Anyways, but yeah. So that was just really upsetting for me. I got home and I just felt dirty and like disgusting. Like I wanted to rip all of my skin off of my body. And, you know, since it happened literally within the walls of my church, it was really challenging for me to go back to church afterwards. And I have had many other experiences, SA-wise, grooming-wise. This is not the only time, but it happening in the church was really, this was the only time it happened in the church, and it was tough because I didn't want to go back, obviously. Like, you don't want to go back to the scene of the crime, you know? And so that really created a riff between me and my church for a while. And that was sucky because before that, like, I loved my church. I grew up Christian. I was born into it. I didn't have, like, a super close relationship when I was a kid because I was born into it. But as I'd gotten older, like, I was finally starting to, like, journey in my faith for myself, and like I enjoyed worship music and like things like that. And then that happened, and I was like, okay, well, now I want nothing to do with the church at all because it's disgusting in there. Did you know that? And I think this is the point when a lot of people just cut it off, like they just kind of give up on it. And I literally can't blame you. I really can't. It was hard, and I didn't go back, and I had the privilege to be able to go to a different church and to not connect that experience with my Jesus, but that's something that a lot of people don't know how to do. And so now I'm crying. But it just, you know, a lot of Christians don't understand, I guess, because I don't think a lot of them make it through the church hurt, but I understand it's so hard and it sucks, and you don't know how to separate what happened to you with anything else, and it all runs together and everything sucks. I think because I was surrounded by so many strong Christians who were helping me through so many things at the time, that was the only reason that I was able to differentiate
what he had made me feel, separate from the way that Jesus made me feel. But for people who don't have good people that are Christian in their life, because just because you're Christian doesn't mean you're good. And I think we know that by now. Oh, sorry. But yeah, so I think because I had so many Christians that were helping me through my life in that time, like I said, this was right after my mom had passed away. And so I was receiving a lot of help from a lot of people. Not for this, just for other things. Like, I didn't think I was going to be able to graduate high school. I didn't know how I was going to keep on dancing, because I was a pre-professional ballerina at this time. I didn't know how I was going to keep dancing and, like, help my dad with my little siblings and, like, do it all by myself. And I think the only thing that helped me was that the people that were helping me, because of Jesus. Like, I only knew them because of church or because of Christian groups that I went to. And they, without even realizing it, were showing me, like, they were representing Jesus in the way that he wants to be represented. And that's when I learned the difference between a Christian and a kingdom ambassador. And I'm going to explain that to you right now. So I learned the term kingdom ambassador from actually a sermon that I was listening to the other day. And basically, the difference is that, so you can do whatever you want, right? You can treat people however you want and come to church on Sunday. That man who was being gross still probably works in churches everywhere because he was very talented and he was making good money and he was working with other churches while he was working with us to begin with. So I have no doubt that he left my church and went to a completely different one and nobody knew anything and he wasn't struck down as soon as he entered the church because that's not how churches work. So that proves, and I'm sure many of you have proof, that you can do whatever you want, say whatever you want, treat people however you want, and come to church on Sunday and call yourself a Christian. Nothing is stopping you from doing that. A lot of people are doing that. But to be an ambassador for the Lord means to represent Jesus and to represent who he is and to understand what that means. And there's not a lot of people who know how to do that. And the problem is that when you say you're a Christian, people already assume that you're a kingdom ambassador because that's what you're supposed to be. And it doesn't always work that way. So the way that I was thinking about it the other day was, so basically, I work at a restaurant, okay? One of my jobs is that I work at a restaurant, and our uniforms, we wear, like, jeans and, like, chill vibes, you know? But we also wear t-shirts that say the restaurant name on them, okay? Now, I work across the street from a Target, so best believe any break that I get, if I'm there early, if I get off early, I'm going to that Target. You're going to see me in that Target. I don't care if I have something to buy. I'm going to be in that hoe, in their, like, swimwear. And so I was one day, and it was before I had, it was either before I had work or right before I was about to go back in after, like, a break or something. And this woman, I'm, like, walking in, and this woman did something. I don't remember what she did, but she did something, and it was so annoying, and it was so rude. And I went to go, like, give her, like, a dirty look. I wasn't going to, like, yell at her or anything, but I was going to make it known that what she did, I did not appreciate. And so I look up to give her that dirty look, and then as I'm, like, looking up from what I'm doing, I realized that I was wearing my company, my work shirt. And I was like, dang it. Okay, well, I can't look at this woman all gross because then, A, she's gonna know, like, where I work. And, like, what if she goes back to my manager and is like, I met one of your workers and I don't know if I can get written up for that, but I don't really want to find out. And two, like, I'm making my company look bad if I, like, you know, look at this woman some sort of way. Everybody's gonna think that, like, you know, like, it's just, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. Like, womp, 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 big de whoop de whoop. And so I was like, well, I'll just, whatever. I'm gonna ignore it. I'm pissed, but I'm gonna ignore it because I don't wanna make my company look bad. And as I thought that to myself, I was like, now you know what? Now you know what? And it's the same thing with Christianity. And that's what kind of dawned on me while I was in that Target. When anyone says they're a Christian, after that moment, the way that you treat people immediately reflects your company, and your company is Jesus. That's how people are going to assume that the way that you treat people is the way that your Jesus tells you to treat people. Obviously, that's not a crazy assumption to make. Like, that makes sense. And I don't think a lot of Christians understand the responsibility of that. So as soon as you say you're a Christian, everyone's looking at you, bro, and they should be. And so we have to carry ourselves differently, because I'm no longer just, you know, reflecting myself. I'm reflecting Christianity as a whole. I'm reflecting Jesus. Like, if I'm the only Jesus someone is going to see, I want to represent him for what he's been to me, not what people have done to me. And that's why I'm still a Christian, because Jesus has done a lot for me, guys. I could sit here for hours and talk about it all. It's a lot. Like, I wouldn't be here without him. I wouldn't be able to do every day without him. Terrible things still happen to me. Oh, I never get a break. But I wouldn't be able to make it through the terrible things if he wasn't always here like he told me he was going to be. And that's what I want to represent to people. I am always here for people because he's always here for me. And I'm always going to love on people because he's always loved on me. Like, everything that I aim to be, I learned from him. The only problem is that we're also people, and people do terrible things. I mean, just all the time. And so sometimes people can do bad things and have the company shirt on, and it reflects really badly on the company. And that's the only company member that the other person's ever going to meet. And that's what happens, I think, a lot of times with people who don't want anything to do with Christianity, because some Christians are rude and mean and hateful, and it reflects badly on Jesus. And why would you? I don't want to be a part of anything that that person is a part of. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't blame people for thinking that way. So I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, truly. I guess the moral of the story is that I understand. And that's what I try and tell you guys, because people ask me all the time, like, how did you do that? And I'm like, I didn't do anything. I just, I know Jesus because I've spoken to him. I talk to him all the time. We talk about all kinds of things. He's shown himself to me. He's proven himself to me. And I know him to be good. And I know he can only be good. And so anything that's not good, I know is not him. And so I've dedicated my life to trying to show people who have had bad Jesus representation, people who have had no Jesus representation, people who have had good Jesus representation, that I want to show Jesus for who he is and not what people have shown me he is, or what people have tried to show me he is, or tried to tell me that he is. Because that has nothing to do with him. Like, it's just so hard to, like, explain, and I hope I'm doing a good, like, job of it. I hope you guys are grasping what I'm saying. And there's so many layers to it. Like, you know, people always ask the question, like, okay, well then how come all these bad things happen if you're a Christian? And it's like, he never said that wasn't gonna happen. Like, you know, the TikTok sound, it's like, find it in the Bible. That sounds hilarious. But, like, never once in the Bible does it say that if you're a Christian, bad things are not going to continue to happen to you. Bad things are going to continue to happen to you, because bad things happen on earth. That's kind of the whole point. But it just says you won't have to go through the bad things alone. And that I've known to be true. Even in moments when I felt alone, I look back now and it's obvious that I'm not. Whether it's the people he's placed in my life, whether it's just feeling peace when I needed it. Like, I don't know how to further describe it, but I am a Christian because I want to spend the rest of my life trying to show people the way Jesus treats me so that he can treat you that way too. And trying to combat the people who are being mean in Jesus's name, because that's not who he is, because I know him. And that's really all I have to say about that. Yeah, I don't know if any of that made sense. I've been crying this whole time, and I don't really know why. But now that we're done with that, do you want to see my renegade? No. But yeah, I hope that made sense. I hope that that answered like some of you guys' questions. I don't know if that's what you were looking for literally at all. But I'm hoping it was, kind of. If you have any other questions, my TikTok comments are always open. I think TikTok has started the DMs back up, so those are open. Turn on my live notifications, because when I go live, you guys ask me questions about this stuff, and I'm always more than happy to answer it. My Instagram DMs are open. All of that stuff. You can contact me however. But yeah, hopefully that's what you were looking for. And if not, let me know, and I will try and do better on something else. I'll do another episode if I need to. But yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and get into how to stand up for yourself, yeah? Okay, so I'm gonna do this feature, kind of how I normally do my question of the week. Like, I have no outline, zero outline written for this how to stand up for yourself dilemma that we're having as a group. Okay. I am a very confrontational person, so you have to recognize this is coming from a confrontational person. Standing up for yourself, as hard as it may be, is just something that you have to do. Like, you have to. You're going to be with you for the rest of your life. Like, you can't just let yourself be walked all over for the rest of your life. Like, come on, bro. We need to, come on. Now, when it comes to, like, how you do it, though, I feel like that's a question on, like, who you're standing up to, and what you're standing up for. So this was a hard one to answer, because this was a question, like a question of the week, and I just ended up turning it into a feature. I don't know why I did that. I don't remember. But yeah, I don't know how to tell you guys how to stand up for yourself, except that it's one of those things where you just have to bite the bullet and do it. Like, if you know you're being treated badly, and you know you don't deserve that treatment, then just say that. There you go. And I know you're probably like, oh, but that's so mean. No, not really. I mean, are they treating you like crap? Okay. Do you want to be treated like crap? No? All right. Well, check this out. Literally go up to them and be like, hey, man, I feel like you're treating me kind of badly. Let's talk about that. Now, this is where I'm saying, like, it kind of depends on who you're standing up to. Like, if it's a friend that you feel like is being kind of catty or something, I feel like you can have a discussion about it. You can have, like, a mature discussion about it, as long as they're not childish, and be fine. If it's, like, a teacher or somebody that's in leadership, that's a bit more challenging sometimes. Yeah, you might need to pull some reinforcements. If you're younger, like high school or middle school or something, and you're trying to stand up to a teacher that you feel like is really being unfair to you, I would say maybe pull from resources at your school. Like, if you have a counselor, do schools have that still? Then pull from there, maybe. Or if you don't have anything like that, ask your parents to help you. Because a lot of times when a child starts to... tries to confront an adult, even if the child is in the right, the adult is going to gaslight you, which is very unfortunate. But if an adult is already being disrespectful to the point where the child feels like they need to stand up for themselves, then they're probably the same type of person that would gaslight you into thinking it doesn't exist, if you try and confront them on your own. Or make you look like you're being disrespectful when, with all due respect, sometimes no respect is due. But the cleanest way to do that, I would say, would be to get some parental help. Now, if it's somebody, if you're like a grown-up, and by grown-up I mean like 18 to 21, and it's another grown-up, like it's one of your peers, then yeah, girl, bruh, I'm sorry, you just have to do it, like... You just have to do it. You know what you deserve, and it's not this. So, That's kind of the end of that. I would tell you what to say, but it depends on the situation. Then there's a whole other category of standing up to yourself for, like, in a relationship, which that is hard for some. No, it's really not any different. Like, at the end of the day, you just have to do it. If you need to write a script, so be it. Go on and write yourself a little note card. Do that. I'm being so serious. Stop giggling. I'm being serious. Or if you want to just go off the noggin, go ahead. I would say confront your friends, or, like, consult your friends. Talk to your friends about it. See what they think. See what they think you should say. And then just literally do it. Depending on the person, you might need to text them and be like, hey, can we talk about how you've been treating me on Tuesday? And they're going to be like, what, dude? But you could do that. Or the next time you see them, you can just bring it up out of the blue and be like, I really want to talk about when you make comments like that. You know, it just kind of depends. But there is no way for me to teach you how to stand up for yourself. You have to just do it. That is it. You just have to do it. You just have to say what you're thinking, say what's on your mind, and do it quickly and bite the bullet and rip the bandaid off and just do it. And the more that you do it, the easier it'll be. Every time you stand up for yourself, every time you don't allow yourself to be treated badly, the easier it'll be and the less you'll have to do it, because word flies, word gets around town. For example, I have never had to stand up for myself a single time on my college campus, because everybody knows, don't with me. I am not the one, unfortunately. Yeah, I said I was Christian, not Christ. So the probability of me losing my mind if you acting crazy is still very high. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, the more that you do it, the less you'll have to, because people will start to see that they can't treat you that way. Because 9 times out of 10, people are going to treat, how do I want to phrase this? People are only going to continuously mistreat you if you allow yourself to be continuously mistreated. And I know that's hard to hear, because you're like, well, I didn't do anything to deserve it. And I'm not saying you did. I'm not saying you deserve it. I'm not saying that it's your fault you're being mistreated, but I'm saying that the moment that you acknowledged in your brain that you were being treated less than you should be is the moment you began to allow that, because that should have been the moment that you were like, now hold on, wait a minute, dial it back. And every moment that you're not is a moment that you are telling them subconsciously that they can keep doing it. And that's not what we stand for here on Hope You're Okay. All right. So go ahead and get your pens and pencils out. Get your gens and gensels out. That was a New Girl reference. And stand up for yourself, because eventually nobody else is going to. I would do it for you if I could, but I can't. So you just have to do it, okay? I believe in you. You'll be fine. No, you'll be fine. You'll be perfectly fine. What are they going to do? Argue? Oh, no. Oh, yikes. Duck. You'll be fine. All right. Whoa, I almost fell out of my chair. All right. Let me take a sip of this coffee. Hold on. And now, getting close. You already know, getting close. Hello. It's been a long time. I wasn't expecting you here, but boy, am I glad that you, I'm glad that you joined us, because I don't know if you know. I don't know if you've heard through the grapevine or whatever, but it's time to go to a place I like to call that. Sorry, I got a little excited. That really sucks. So it's time for That Really Sucks. So today's three complaints, I will say, are actually not real complaints, because I don't have much to complain about right now.
You know, I got it good. What can I say? I mean, I'm going through struggles, but nothing monumental. And so I'm going to complain, but only light. That's spelled L-I-T-E. So this is That Really Sucks Light. And the following are the points. So I have so many books, and I keep buying more books, even though I'm not finishing the ones that I have previously bought. Like, I haven't made it up to them yet, and I'm gonna keep doing it. Every week I come home with a new book to add to my stack of books that I have yet to read. And it's like I have to stop, but somehow every single time I buy a book, I convince myself that I will never be able to find that book anywhere else ever again. And so I have to buy it immediately, because what if I don't buy it and then I never find it, and then it's just on my TBR forever and I never, ever, ever can read it ever. And it checks out every single time, as do I check out, that is. And then I bring it home. And it is a problem. I'm currently reading Loathe to Love You, which is Allie Hazelwood's newest release of her 3 short stories. I also have about 5 other books. I just finished People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. Love. That was a good one. But the point is that I have too many, and I know I'm going to buy more before I'm done. I know it. And that really sucks. But not really, because it's my fault and I am going to continue. Next is actually a celebration in disguise as of That Really Sucks. So I got a Stanley, as I told you. Everybody clap. 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 It's blue, though. Which, is that a problem in and of itself? Nah, not necessarily, but I am a pink girl to my core. Currently wearing pink. My nails are pink. My room is pink. Everything's pink. It's very pink. And the blue, it's throwing everything off. It's confusing the people. And I'm a woman of the people. I really want a pink one. But the problem is that they are so expensive that I would have to take out a loan the size of a college tuition in order to obtain that. And I'm just not willing to do that. So I don't have the pink one. I do have the blue one. The blue one was cheaper because more people want the pink and white one. Target just came out with a line of them, actually, for Easter. And it's like pastel pink, pastel blue. There's like a cream one. And then there's like, you know, the crackle egg kind of pastel colors. They had a few of those, kind of. That kind of, think that kind of theme thing. And they came out on Sunday morning, I guess. I checked Sunday at 4 and they were all sold out. Mm-hmm. Online, in store, everywhere. So that was upsetting. And that really sucked. And then lastly, this is, again, no one cares. Not even me, really. But I got my nails done. They're so cute. I've started doing short nails now. I was in my coffin era for a little bit. Now I'm kind of over it. You know, I'm a grown-up. I'm an adult. Coffin was cute when I was, like, you know, 19. But, hey, we're 20. It's time for me to spice it up, try something new. So I have short nails now because I'm a nanny, and when I had coffin nails, I kept on scratching my kids. So I got something shorter, not super short, but just shorter. And yeah, they're just like short little gel nails. They're really cute. One hand is purple, one hand is pink, and I love them. But the problem is that I got them objectively a week and a half ago, but now it's spring break and they're like a little bit grown out, which for some reason is aggravating me, even though, like, it's time for them to be grown out. Them being grown out is not a ripoff at all. I got them done a long time ago, but it's annoying me that they're grown out because now it's spring break and, like, now is the time to have nails that are done. And they are done, and it's not even like they're on their last leg or anything. They're in that good stage where it's like they're grown out a little bit, but nobody really can tell, but I can tell. And that really sucks. Lots of first world problems today. Let's end this. I think we're done here. Anything you need to complain about? Go on. Right. Well, that really sucks. You know, we should talk about if you've cried about that or not. Yeah, we should. We should. And you know where we should do it? In our cry count segment. Yeah, let's head on over there now. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Oh, wow, this is beautiful. Okay, yeah, we're here. So our cry count for this week. So only one. I've not been crying recently, nothing to cry about. When I tell you that my life has generally been fine, like, every now and then I'll have, you know, the worst day of my life, blarg, 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 but after that, I'm literally fine. Like, do you think you're gonna relapse? No, I don't, no. Why? Because I'm not going to, and that's it. I blinked, and I cured my brain. My only cry count is just now, when I sobbed in front of you guys, talking about church hurt and how much I love Jesus, so... Yeah, that's pretty much it. Rock on, freaky bros. What about you? No, yeah. Oh my god, speaking of yeah, Ariana Grande just posted her Wicked poster for November of next year, and suddenly November of next year is my favorite month, because are you kidding? Aside from May of this year. Which is when The Little Mermaid comes out, in case you didn't know. I will be dyeing my hair red. Mark my words. Mark them. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, this is good. I think that's all for today's episode. Follow me on all the socials. Everything is Maya Adele, MYAHADELE, except for TikTok, of course, which is maybe Maya Adele, because I like to be quirky over there. I love you so much, and I hope you know how proud I am that you were created. I hope you know how proud I am of your creation. I hope that this episode did something for you, made you laugh, made you cry, made you roll your eyes in disbelief. Whatever it did, I hope it did something positive, hopefully, because I love you. I do. And I hope that you're okay.